USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're monitoring the storm, obviously, very closely.
Hurricane Florence still 4 days away from making impact on the U.S. East Coast, but governors from South Carolina north to Maryland and Delaware are already making preparations. Here's Virginia's Governor Ralph Northam.
You know, I grew up on the Eastern Shore, and I've witnessed a lot of these hurricanes there. They're nothing to play with.
Computer models show Florence as a Category 3 or 4 hurricane, making landfall in the Carolinas late Thursday. Vice President Mike Pence says whoever the administration member is who penned that anonymous op-ed piece in the New York Times last week should do the honorable thing and resign.
The opinions that they expressed are not only deceitful and false, but they're also un-American.
He spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. New research from Bank of America finds women entrepreneurs are leading the charge in the transition to digital. Driving adoption of mobile devices to process payments and managing transactions at higher rates than men. Sharon Miller, head of small business at Bank of America, discusses findings from the 2018 Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight.
Over the next 5 years, half of all entrepreneurs anticipate a complete transition to digital payments. Women are at the forefront of this shift by using their mobile tools to grow their business. This is one of the key findings that show women entrepreneurs are optimistic about the year ahead.
In the year ahead, 58% of women entrepreneurs expect their revenue to increase, up 14% from 2017. Several key growth indicators, such as hiring and economic optimism, are also on the rise. For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.